So Christmas is here, and probably you have noticed, right, between advertising and the crazy schedules around this season, here we are. It's another year, and for some of us, this means coming back to our life-giving memories and to things that we love, music, traditions, but not for all of us. For others, this is not the case. The memories are not so life-giving. The idea of coming back to meetings with family are not so helpful. There's a lot of anxiety, and in general, Christmas is the repetition of something that is not very life-giving. Wherever you are, the truth is Christmas is here, and it is an important season of the year, especially for those who embrace the Christian faith. It's a big deal, isn't it? And a lot of messages about Christmas and Advent and all of that, that is in many ways so helpful. And in many ways, it seems like a good reminder that we need every year. So I love the story of Francis of Assisi celebrating Christmas, somehow even more than Easter. I read that he loved the idea of God, of Christ, becoming a man, becoming flesh. The idea of the incarnation is something that he celebrated. And wherever you are in that big spectrum of doctrine, Christmas is meaningful. So I like to offer a short meditation about Christmas that I hope it will be helpful for you this season. And I want to invite you to consider something and then to invite you to practice something around Christmas. So the consideration that I want to make is just to realize the paradox that is around Christmas. You know, on one side in the narrative of Christmas, in the story in the Bible, we see an amazing paradox, right? It is the birth of this king in this humble place, in a manger, or this good news of a highly favored who is invited, is Mary, who is invited to live in a very challenging pregnancy, right? Or the birth of this Christ that is at the same time this living paradox, right? Fully human and fully God. Or the power of God, right? Contained in the weakness of a baby, in the dependence and weakness of a newborn baby. So it is a paradox. It is a paradox all the time. And on the other side, I believe that in the experiential side, Christmas also mean a paradox. Think about it. Every year, they bring all this newness for some of us. Oh, Christmas again. And there is this being present to this longing that is so old and so new at the same time. Or just the expectations, right? We have these expectations about ourselves, right? The way that we're going to be, how we're going to connect with ourselves, with God, with others in Christmas. And at the end of the day, we don't always live those expectations, right? Or we have an expectations of others, of love, of this amazing meeting with family when everybody's going to be able to say that they love each other. And it doesn't happen always that way. The family reunion is not so merry as Merry Christmas, right? So in any way, I want to invite you to consider that there is a paradox, right? There is a newness, there is a longing, there is a hope that comes in Christmas. And that hope, when it becomes an expectation, is not always fulfilled. And that is the paradox. So what do we do, right? For some of us, the sad part of this is that when the expectation is not met, we end Christmas with this hangover, right? Oh, again, I wanted to be different and I didn't. I wanted people to be different, my family to be different, but they weren't. And I wanted to connect deeply with God and I didn't. And, you know, the danger of that is cynicism and resignation and the thoughts of things don't change or I don't change. And that's not helpful. So I invite you to practice something. So Christmas have this paradox. And the first thing I will invite you to do is to embrace and to realize this paradox. It is not all good. And what I mean is not going to be perfect, right? But there are things that are going to be good and perfect. So I believe that the ability of embracing paradoxes is really a milestone in our spiritual journey. So why not? Let's apply that to Christmas. So what kind of paradox in Christmas you need to embrace? What kind of meanings from the past you have made? What kind of expectations are more autopilot expectations and not thoughtful expectations, real expectations? So I invite you to first acknowledge this, the reality of life and reality of this paradox in this season. The second thing I invite you to do is to practice unplugging, or what we call in the faith walking community, the spiritual workout. Find time to be alone. Find time to think about those things, to connect with yourself, with God, to actually think, what kind of self do you want to be in this Christmas? What kind of guiding principles are helpful for you in this Christmas? All things considered, right? Considering that family won't change because it's Christmas. Family is, or other people are still other people. But you can change. But I can change. And in the midst of this, what are the guiding principles that are going to be helpful in my meeting with my family or in your meeting with your family? Find out what kind of self do you want to be, you're called to be, and what guiding principles help you in this Christmas. That's the second thing. So the third thing is have a conversation or have conversations about it. You know, there's something that happens when we bring this internal work into the outside world, if that makes sense. Somebody, that a lot of mystics say that we are like double-sided mirrors, right? On one way, we're reflecting somehow to us what is going on in the world. And all the anxiety, you know, comes into our inner world too. But it is double-sided, right? So on the other side, we are reflecting to the world what is really happening in our inner world. And so a way of meditation or the solitude, and then the practice of bringing this to the world through conversation is a great practice. We call them transformation conversations, right? But that make things alive. And somehow they have the power to remind us who we want to be, right? So first thing, realize the paradox. Second thing, have times of solitude and remember thinking who you want to be this Christmas. And third thing, have conversations about it. Then practice, number four, practice unplugging. Practice saying no to things that you shouldn't say yes. Practice having a calendar that is not so busy. Practice taking a walk, right? Practice looking at the face of children around Christmas. That is easy for me. I have little ones, and it's just amazing to see that wonder that brings me back to the wonder that is still inside of me. Practice practices that are helpful instead of just letting the anxiety of the system, of the busyness, get you. And finally, I invite you to consider being generous. Yes, giving. And why not? Giving a gift of forgiveness, giving a gift of understanding, especially to those who are not going to change because it's Christmas. And why not? Giving the gift of your best self this Christmas. Isn't that a great gift? What if I give to my family this Christmas the gift of my best self, showing up in my best self? Not long ago, we had our celebration in Faith Walking, our 10-year celebration. And in that celebration, Ken Schumann was sharing with us the vision of what if you will show up tomorrow to your work and everybody will show up in their best self. I don't know, it's hard to imagine even, but what a great thing to imagine, isn't it? But what about this Christmas? What if this Christmas, the gift that you give others, is your best self? It will be worth it, for sure. And what if that through that best self, the love and the Christ that is born, it is really revealed for others? After all, my favorite thing about this spiritual journey is just remembering that Christ is in us. Christ is in you. And the Bible says that the Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in me is the hope of glory. So this Christmas, the gift does not come from outside. It comes from the inside, because that the little Jesus, that little Christ needs to be born once and again in my heart, not only every year, sometimes every day. So I hope this is helpful. And from the Faith Walking team and the Faith Walking community, and from in behalf of the Faith Walking executive team, we want to wish you the best Christmas this year.